Proclamation number 6291 of 22nd of June, 1955. Time of End. In my eternal plan of salvation, the time is fixed when the work of transformation on this earth takes place. For I have known since eternity when my will has to intervene in order to prevent the spiritual substance from completely sinking into the abyss, in order to reintegrate it into the process of development so that it can strive upwards again. And the periods of time are always measured such that they are certainly sufficient for the complete redemption of the spiritual substance, but that they must not be too long for the failing substance either, because it will always sink deeper and then the return to me will become increasingly more difficult and agonizing, because the means for the redemption of this spiritual substance correspond to the distance from me. During the period of redemption, a great deal of spiritual substance is released, but the spiritual substance which is passed through creation is often still so opposed to me that it needs a longer time until it can embody itself as a human being, which is why at the end of such a redemption period humanity usually still carries much of this resistance within itself, and therefore precisely these people have no impetus to ascend but increasingly chain themselves to matter again. Thus the inclination towards matter also pulls the soul down. And when people of such an attitude predominate, then the time has also come when a complete transformation of the earth is necessary in order to favor the process of development again. Then the separation of spirits has become necessary. And therefore I have known since eternity, I will never prematurely end a redemption period in order to save what is still possible before the new banishment, because I alone know what such a new banishment in solid matter means for the spiritual being. I will never let a being fall prey to this fate which still offers the slightest prospect of a change of will, of a rescue from this fate. But I will also not miss a day longer in order not to increase the agony of these newly banished beings, which, however, would necessitate an ever deeper fall. I know when the time is fulfilled which was granted to the spiritual beings to become free, and my eternal plan is also based on this. And therefore I also have to point out to you humans the events which lie ahead of you, because even these indications can still shake people up in the short time until the end can still bring them salvation. But the day of the end will not be postponed by this. And even if you humans are never allowed to know the exact time for the sake of your freedom of faith, I nevertheless tell you that you are very close to it, that you don't have much time left, that your life on this earth will end very soon. I tell you very urgently and advise you to believe me and to adjust your life as you would do if you knew for certain the day and the hour. Let yourselves be earnestly warned and admonished. Turn away from the world, leave everything that is perishable and remember your soul, which is imperishable, and prepare a blessed fate for it by only striving for that which will bring you salvation. Establish contact with your God and Creator of eternity, seeing me your Father who longs for his children, and entrust yourselves to me that I will guide and direct you in the last days of your earthly life. Use the last short time you have left until the end, so that you belong to the few who will still be saved from ruin, so that you may live and not perish to eternal death. Amen.